Thank you, Jesus. I just feel like praying, you guys, just for a second or two. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God in heaven, we come to you first of all thanking you, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, your mercies, and your grace. We thank you for saving, sanctifying, and even filling with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But most of all, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and for the blood. Because if it wasn't for the blood, Lord, I don't know what we would do or where we would be. But we come to you on this evening, God, and we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for any and everything that you are doing in our lives, Lord. We want to thank you for the doors that you allow us to walk through, God. We want to thank you for the healing in our bodies, God. We want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, God. We just want to thank you on tonight, Father God, for any and everything, God, that you is removing out of our lives. And setting the record straight. He said, I'm setting the record straight. Lord, we want to thank you for setting the record straight on tonight, God. And for covering us, Lord. We want to thank you for your covering and even your protection as we travel the highways and the byways, the airways, the trailways, the walkways, and any other kind of way, God. You're so gracious towards us, Lord. And we want to say thank you on tonight, God. We want to thank you for the food on our table and the clothes on our backs, the roof on our head, and even the cars that you give us to drive. And even if we ain't got a car, God, we want to thank you for the favor, God, that you allow us to get from Eddie Okoshana. Thank you. We want to thank you for the people that you attached in our lives, Lord, and even the ones you allowed to cross our paths, God. We want to thank you, God, for the good as well as the bad. We want to thank you for the hope and even the restoration. Oh, God, we want to thank you on tonight, God. We just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for being a mind regulator. We are not confused. We are not lunatics. But you allowed us to have stability. You allowed us to have soundness in our minds, God. And for that, thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, God, even for the restoration on today. Oh, my mind, that it'll go see you. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for even giving us a mind to even want to come into your sanctuary and gather together. We want to thank you for your word, God, that break the yokes and loose the chains and remove the bands, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you. Before we go any further, we want to thank you. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God. There's so many things, Father God, that causes us to be wrapped up in our mind and even in our hearts, God, because of the challenges or the experience or the situation, God. There's so many problems that's roaming around, Father God, in the atmosphere. But we know, God, that if we come to you and give it to you, you can handle it because your hands are not slack and neither are they short. Oh, God, you told us to cast our cares at your feet because you care for us. So we're going to give it all to you right now, God. We're going to empty it all out right now, God. We're going to loose these things unto you, God, and we're going to let it go. We're not going to take it back out that door with us, God. We're not going to put it in our pocketbooks, our billfolds, our business. We're not going to hold it anymore, God, because it's burdensome. It's troublesome. And you told us not to let our hearts be troubled. Oh, God, so we're giving it to you. All the clutter, all the idiocy, all the things, Father God, that causes us to be in despair. Oh, God, we're releasing it right now. We're giving you that situation concerning our living situation, God. That situation on our jobs, God. That situation in our finances, God. That situation in our marriages, in our lives, our personal relationships, God. That situation that we have to deal with from day to day. Oh, God, we're giving giving it all to you right now, God. Because we don't have no solutions and even no resolutions, God. We don't even know what to do anymore, God. We done tried to do all that we could, God. So we're going to step back and move to the side. We're going to take our hands off of it. We're going to let you be God. Because you are the only one that can be God. Because you are great. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are omniscient. That is you. And we trust you with our situations. We trust you with our concerns. Oh, mama, nidolokosia. We trust you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that help us, God, not to be consumed with the cares of this world and this life, and neither to be blinded by what we're going through that we cannot see afar or see a solution or see our future. Because you say you got a future for each and every last one of us individually that is good and it is not evil. I'm asking you to release and bestow that good amongst your people, God. Manifest yourself. Reveal your power amongst your people, Father God, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt, I ain't forgot about you. I just hear him saying that, Pam. I ain't forgot about you. I ain't forgot about you. I remember what I told you, said the Lord. I ain't forgot about you. Oh, my mind, oh God, touch that situation right now, Father God. You know any and everything that she harbor in the inside. And she never even speak about God. But I'm asking you right now to lift up that burdensome and that trouble, Father God, that causes her to be weighted down, God. I'm asking you to make her light as a feather, Lord, that she may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are God. And you ain't forgot about it. Oh, my mind, little loco, shine me like I see ya. Oh God, help us on tonight, God. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and reveal your truth. Expose your glory, God. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight, God. Hiya mama nede loco shande de la casia. Remove that obscene thought on today, God. That we may be able to be settled in you, God. That we may be able to be stilled in you, Lord. Oh, mama, touch us in our hearts, God. Remove the hardness of the heart and give us a heart of flesh, Lord. Break up that fallow ground, God. Some of them old ties and them soul ties. That thing that got us entangled and entangled on today, God. Untwine us, Father God, from that stronghold. From that thing that got us stuck. Help us, Lord. From that individual that's a strain on our brain, God, that causes us to get into that dark, low place. Lift your people up on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That it will not be a steady thought, but it'll be a passing thought. And even in the passing, God, they have confidence and assurance that all is already done. Do it, God. I see paperwork again, y'all. Settle a matter, God. Release a thing. Dispatch your angels on our behalf, Father God. Oh God, solidify a thing, God. Hey, God. Do it, Lord. Because I know that you can. And I know that you delight in doing so. According to your plan, your work with your kosia, your will, your purpose, God, and your design and ordination. Do it, Lord. Move some things out the way and shuffle up some things on today. You know that thing that's on Danetta's heart, God. You know that thing, Father God, that weigh her down, God. You know that thing that she's concerned about, God. And even that fear that she have that she ain't moving around too soon. She ain't stepping out of line, God. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, to settle her in her mind and give her the confidence, Father God, that she needs, Father God, to continue to move forward in that thing that you said when you said go. Oh, Baba, share the local sana. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch on today, Father. Any and everything, Father God, that it has to happen the way that it is happening right now, says the Lord concerning Joshua. He said it has to happen like this. He said, don't worry yourself. Don't worry yourself. Oh, Baba Hashana. But trust me with your life, says the Lord. Trust me with that situation, says the Lord. Trust me to regulate the minds of the people on your behalf, because I have favored you. Oh God, do it. Do it on today, Father God. Even concerning that situation with his children, God. Give them settlement in even. Oh, do it, Lord. You know any and everything that we need. You know his name by name. You number the very hairs on our head, God. Touch Tamika on tonight. Move some things around for her, Father God. Because the Lord said it's going to be a swift move and overtaking. He and a settlement. I'm settling you, says the Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it. I'm asking you to do it for each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lift your people up from that sadness, Father God, that griefy that's trying to reattach, Lord. Loose it on today. Sever it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That they may walk in the joy of your glory, God. Oh, Baba, do it, God. Oh, God, we trust you. I trust you. Oh, Mama, because I know, Father God, what you can do. I know what you have done. And I know that there is nothing impossible with you. Such a situation. Go into the Huff household right now, go. Touch the name of your go suddenly like I see. Go into the Yoko suddenly like I see. And dispatch your angels now, God. Oh, mama, he come in the come in man in the local shining like a sea. Oh, God, I am a man in the local sea. Oh, Baba, share local sun. Every prayer that they write now, God, every desire that they are putting on the OCOC, I'm asking you to consider removing every hidden motive, every hidden intention, God. Whatever it may be, Father God, you said if we come to you and ask you, Father God, according to your will, you're going to do it. I'm asking you to do it, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Hiya, mama, mama, nino, loco, shana. Remove any and everything out of our hearts, Father God, that may cause us to delay or deny or even forfeit that thing that you have already played. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shenna de loco sana. Oh, God, we're opening up our hearts. We're opening up our minds, God. He come to the local sea and give us a heart of acceptance on tonight, Father God, that we will not go into that place of barrenness or even destitution. Fill us on tonight, God. In every aspect of our lives. Let your wisdom, Father God, be propound to your cosia. Oh God! And give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness on tonight, Father God, that we won't keep holding on to stuff, Father God, that prevents you from even forgiving us in our mess. Complete the work that you've begun in your people, God, even now, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Do it, Lord. You're the only one that is capable. You're the only one that is able. Open up our hearts on today, Father God, even the more. In your son Jesus' name. So as I was praying, the Lord was showing me how he was literally cutting open our hearts and moving some things out that may cause us to hinder, forfeit, or deny what he has for us. But we as people have to have a heart of acceptance. If we do not accept the cleansing, how can we receive the refilling, says the Lord? We cannot be refilled if he don't first cleanse us out. How could you put new stuff in old? I can't give you my stuff if you still holding on to that old stuff. That residue is preventing me from taking residence, said the Lord. Can't dwell in no unclean temple. So I have to clean you out. I got to go in and give you a heart transplant. We got to accept it. In getting a heart transplant, that means I got to cut some things out. But before I can get it out, I got to cut it open. So I got to expose some stuff. No, no, we ain't got no room for no shame, embarrassment, fear. We ain't got no room. It's the hindrances. It's going to hold us back. It's going to prevent us from getting to that next dimension. Levels got limits. And we don't serve a limited God. He's unlimited.
We didn't come tonight for flesh to get any glory.
The Bible says from glory to glory to glory. There's no limit to his glory because the Bible says he revealed just a little bit of it when they came to arrest him and they fell back as what? Dead men. So that glory is infinite. It's infinite. So in us receiving that, because we're hungry and because we're thirsty and because we're sick, be in expectation for him to open some things, expose some things, remove some things, and implant. He's saying, I'm going to implant something. You know, when you implant something, you got to go in the inside of them and put it. I was trying to describe to y'all on Sunday about how you plant stuff and how it got to be covered up. And that. But you got to make sure you get to the right soil. And our hearts is hard. Why? Because we have an unforgiving heart. God wants us to forgive. And I told y'all years ago, stop saying I hate this and I hate that. Say I don't like this and I don't like that. Because in putting that hate in the atmosphere, the enemy is teaching you how to hate even the more. We don't want to stay in that place, y'all. We got to mature. We have to mature and be elevated in God in order to receive what? Every blessing that he designed for us. And he said that he want us to, he came that we may have life and have it in abundance. Is that not a blessing? Abundance is a whole lot. It's so, it ain't no limit. So we have to allow God to be God and we stop being us. Stop worrying about that situation that you ain't got no control over and neither can you change it. And we keep on praying, Lord, change them. Lord, change this. Lord, make them see this. Lord, how about he trying to make you see you so that you could see a better him or a better her? How about he trying to show you so that you won't be you to cause a division with him or her? Even though they may deserve it. I'm just saying. just ain't not experienced.
I call you my deliverer. I call you my strong.
God could very well have somebody in your life to buffet you.
I call you Almighty God.
To teach you to have self-control. Even when it has any and everything to do with the very things we love the most. Say, our babies.
You are not a statue that can't feel. You are not a God.
How about he trying to teach? And it could be on any level. They could be at any age, baby. Did you hear what I say? Even in expectation, we still learning. So when we do have babies, same. See, it's that wisdom that we need from God, because we are absolute nutty buddies. We don't know Jack Gillian Squad. We don't. We don't even know how to raise children. We doing it the way we was taught, what we think, what we saw, or what we believe. But if we was raising our children the way the book said, we'll always be talking to them about God. They'll have a Bible. They'll know their prayers. They'll know certain other scriptures. They'll know how to war instead of fight. I'm just saying. These are the things that the Lord put on my heart as I was praying. I spoke these things out because it's for all of us. Me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us.
Do your work in us tonight.
So that we can receive better instructions while we live in this earth. For real. God is awesome. He knows exactly what we need and when we need. And we think and we just believe that we just need, oh, I just need a little bit. We all need Jesus. All the time.
I came in here with some.
Sometimes it ain't gonna feel good when he pull out that iron rod or start correcting us or telling us that you know you wrong, baby. And instantly when he check you, get it right instantly. Don't let him have to be nudging and nudging and nudging. 3, 4, 5 weeks, months, years go by and he's still nudging and you still, okay, Lord, then I will. And then it just gets so bad, you be like, you know what? I just got to get this off my chest. I didn't say, well, why are you waiting? Well, when the Lord first? God, it was been so.
What you
mean? That would lift you. That would take so much up off you. Why? Because some people have came to me before, and they be like, I just want to say, I'm like, for what? Not only did I forgot about it, the Lord had me asking them for what? So that they could take accountability and acknowledge. Not to bring them to shame or embarrassment. But when we take accountability and acknowledge and confess these things, guess who being healed? That person ain't being healed, you are. Because you don't know when the Bible says confess your faults to one another, then pray for one another that you may be healed. Then it's a colon. And then after that, it says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's not saying that I'm righteous or you righteous or that. It is saying that we have the right mindset. Our heart is postured right. So if I come to you and confess and we just had an argument or whatever, or we had a disagreement, I come to you, I say, you know what, baby? I'm so sorry that I said that to you. I didn't mean to say that. Now, I'm specifically telling you what I said. I'm not coming to you saying, I'm sorry, but I only said it because you said it. That ain't going to break up nothing. That's going to start it all over again. So if I come and confess, that may change your mindset and your heart towards the situation. And then you be like, you know what? I'm sorry too. And now we are in a place of reconciling. We hug it, and now we can pray for one another with the right mindset, the right heart. And I'm not going trying to get God to get you because you did something. You ain't going for the, you want God to slay me because I'm just saying. They don't teach us the depths of these scriptures that we could activate the actuality or the manifestation. foundation of reconciliation and love. They don't teach us this stuff. But if you come through them doors, you come here. Yeah. Because we are not just going to be healed, but we're going to be made whole, and we're going to be free, and we're going to do it what? In love. In love. Because without love, God is love. We cannot get his attention. You mad and you angry at me, that don't mean I gotta be mad and angry at you. And if I keep being nice to you, it's gonna heat coals of fire on your head, and you gonna feel so bad until you gonna make yourself be nice to me. You gonna make yourself love me. You gonna make yourself be kind. Look, I told what's the name? I be telling people periodically in my life, I said, I'm going to make you love me. I don't care how much you hate me, I'm going to keep loving on you. I'm going to make you love me. You going to be so messed up in your mind until you going to start pondering in your heart, why do I hate her anyway? Why I don't like her? And when you start really looking over the matter, you're going to be like, and she never did nothing but love me and try to help me. You see what I'm saying? It don't matter what nobody else say. It don't matter what nobody else do. Don't let nobody else alter you or trigger you from loving folk just because they mad at them. Don't let nobody try to recruit you. That's heresy, the Bible says. To go against somebody, and they got to be in the church. It could be out in the world. Love covers a multitude of sins. How? By forgiving. But we got to have that heart of absolutions. Lord, help me. It's hard to forgive when you done been cut to the very core. And then when you try, and then you say you forgave, they do something else, they done dig a hole in the core. And then you forgive and bring them again. Not only how they done cut the core, they done cut the cut that was in the core in front of it. What the world? So now you at that place. Oh, I hate them. No, we're not going to use that word no more. We got to reprogram ourselves. We got to deactivate our thoughts that may be wicked because they know they're doing wrong. Yes, because the Bible says even a child know when they're doing something wrong. Yes, say it again, Prophet. No. I'm talking to him, her, we, they, all of us. Because men is just as bitter as women. Did you hear what I say? Baby, it's a people thing. It can be a child. It's a people thing. You hear what I say? Lord, deliver me from people and deliver me from me because I'm one of them people. You ain't that what the songwriter said? Deliver me, Lord, from people and deliver me from me because I'm one of the people. We allow people to have too much control over us. How you give people that much power? Why? Because we are emotionally entangled. We are emotionally messed up. Ain't it the truth? It's the truth, ain't it, baby? Our emotions get all out of whack in any area, fashion, form, everything. What we see, what we hear, what we think, what we believe, how we act. Our emotions control us. We got to stop letting our emotions control us. Because our emotions will cause us to what? Forfeit, hinder, delay, or even just don't even regard it. Heavenly Father, our Lord, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer. Father God, you are everything that we ever need. Lord God, help us, Lord God, and deliver us from our emotional state, Lord God. Let our emotional state, Lord God, line up with our mental state, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to not to be so emotional, Lord God. Help us not to have people give too much control over us, Lord God. But you, Father God, you come in, Lord God, and you dissect our heart, Lord God, and regulate our minds, Heavenly Father. That, Lord God, that we become all you have called us to be. And, Lord God, as we are walking, Lord God, help us to walk the way you have us to walk, to talk the way you have us to talk, and to be all that you have called us to be in this world and in life to come, Lord God. Thank you for abundance of life, Lord God. Help us to live in that abundance of life, Lord God, and not to live beneath our status, that you came, Lord Jesus, that we may have life and life more abundantly, Lord God. I ask this in your precious Son, Jesus' name.